creepy.
Delphine shook her head at him and his paranoia.
And I go by Delphine.
Leela looked surprised by that. Jericho gave a sheepish shrug.
I didn't know what name she had, and you weren't exactly being helpful to us that night. Not that I blame you. I just handed her off and went back before anyone realized what I'd done with her. They gave her their own name. Sorry.
Leela waved his words away.
Never apologize for what you did. I would never question you on that topic.
She stroked the baby's back as the girl sneezed.
But Aiden's right. It's really cold out here, and we have a nice fire inside. Please come in and join us.
Jericho followed them into a quaint cabin that was decorated in navy and green with country bears. The view of the mountains through the picture windows was incredible.
Nice place you have.
Oh, thanks, Aiden said.
Leela set Kari down so that she could stand by the coffee table where her toys were scattered.
Can I get you something to drink? No, we're fine.
Delphine sat on the couch. Her mother sat down beside her at the same time her sister left her toys to slap at Delphine's knees. Delighted by her, Delphine picked her up and placed her in her lap so that she could cuddle her. Aiden and Jericho hung back in tough guy poses.
So, when did you guys get married?
Jericho shrugged.
A few weeks ago.
Aiden frowned.
Oh, I wish we'd known. We'd have definitely been there.
Leela smiled at him.
Actually, that's not how the gods do it, sweetie. You merely declare yourselves married, and you are.
Kind of anticlimactic, isn't it?
Jericho shook his head.
Maybe, but in marriage it's more about the commitment than it is the vows.
Oh, no,
Leela said as she hugged both Delphine and Kari.
Marriage is about the love more than anything else.
Delphine looked up at Jericho and smiled. Her mother was definitely right. And she was grateful that she had the people in her life who made up her family. Both those related to her by blood, and those related to her by choice.
Vanishing Isle.
Madoc sat alone in his office, watching the scene with Delphine and her family. Yes, he was prying, but she had talked about it so much that he was afraid of it turning out bad for her. Luckily, it hadn't. But then Leela had always been kind-hearted and loving. Too much so at times. And in truth, he envied her that happiness. There had been a time when he had craved that kind of domesticity, but too much had happened to change him. Now he had much more pressing things to deal with. The winds of change were blistering as they gathered force, and soon they would be rolling in. He felt a sudden shift in the air behind him. It was Jared. Madoc glanced at him over his shoulder.
What are you doing here?
I'm helping to train the new Malachi, and I just wanted to know something.
That is?
Does anyone else know you're related to him?
We hope you've enjoyed Dream Warrior, a Macmillan audiobook from St. Martin's Press. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.